This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Officials in Pakistan say a group of several terrorists stormed a five-star hotel Saturday near the China-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. A separatist group known as the Baluchistan Liberation Army is taking responsibility and has released pictures of four purported gunmen through its social media accounts, saying they launched the attack. The Zabur Pearl Continental Hotel currently is the only such facility available in the southwestern port city and often hosts Chinese visitors, among others. The Pakistani military said in a brief statement that a clearance operation was in progress. It said guests have been safely evacuated, terrorists encircled by security forces in staircase leading to the top floor. Last month, 14 Pakistani security personnel were forced out of passenger buses near Gwadar in the main coastal highway and shot dead in an attack claimed by a separate Baloch militant group. Syrian government forces are pushing into the last rebel stronghold in the country's northwest despite calls for honoring a ceasefire. AP's Sarah Bassett has details.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has confirmed troops gained new ground against the insurgent al-Qaeda-linked militant group. Fighting in the area, which began at the end of last month, has been the worst breach of a September ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey. Over 150,000 people have been displaced by the latest wave of violence, while the World Food Programme says the fighting has forced it to suspend aid distribution to over 47,000 people. Members of the UN Security Council have urged a return to calm. I'm Sarah Bassett.
South Africa's legendary ruling African National Congress remains at the country's helm. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif Port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months. A Reuters witness said it was reviving hopes for peace to end the four-year war. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina reports.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. The Reuters witness said a dozen trucks carrying Houthi fighters, armed with rocket-propelled grenade launchers and machine guns, had departed from Salif on Saturday. He also confirmed that the Coast Guards had since taken over.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Hostages freed by French commandos from militants in Burkina Faso have offered their condolences Saturday to the families of two French commandos killed in the rescue operation. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
In a daring raid on Thursday night, French special forces liberated two Frenchmen kidnapped in neighboring Benin over a week earlier, as well as two women, an American and South Korean, who were being held with them. Two French soldiers, Cédric de Pierrepont and Alain Bertoncello, were killed in the operation. The two Frenchmen, Lauren Lassimula and Patrick Piquet, and the unidentified South Korean woman, met with the Burkina Faso president at the presidential palace. The American, who's not been identified either, is being repatriated separately to the United States. French officials say it's not yet clear who kidnapped them, but describe their captors as, quote, terrorists, who plan to hand them over to an al-Qaeda affiliate.
Edward Barron of Reuters reporting. The United States is sending a Patriot missile battery and a Navy amphibious ship to the Middle East. The announcement came after an aircraft carrier strike group and four B-52 bombers arrived in the Persian Gulf in response to concerns that Iran might be planning an attack against American targets. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said that it is important that Iran understand that an attack on Americans or U.S. interests will be met with an appropriate response. On Friday, the Iranian semi-official news agency quoted a leader of the Revolutionary Guard as saying, "There will be no negotiations with America." For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.